This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The wife of an unarmed black man fatally shot last month by Aurora police says she wants to see the officer who fired the gun in prison. Kylin Lewis was shot on May 23rd and died days later. Police body cam footage shows Lewis reaching in his back pocket and putting his hands up holding a cell phone. His wife, Andrice, says the footage clearly shows her husband followed police
orders.
He knew
to start complying. That's why he started going down, putting his hands up. Things that a black man has to do with police. He did that.
The family says they plan to sue. Aurora police are investigating the shooting. The organizers of Denver's Pride Parade are denouncing what they call hate speech targeting Jewish attendees at last weekend's march. Rex Fuller leads the Center on Colfax. He says some pro-Palestinian protesters harassed Jewish community members at their booth. Hundreds of those protesters delayed the start of the parade Sunday and later interrupted events at Pride Center stage. The remains of a World War II prisoner of war from southeastern Colorado will be buried in Florence this weekend. Records show that U.S. Army Tech 5 Clifford H. Strickland died in a Japanese POW camp in the Philippines in 1942. He was 25. His body stayed there for 70 years in the Manila American Cemetery and Memorial. He was officially identified late last year through lab analysis. Strickland was a native of Fowler, Colorado. He'll be buried at Union Highland Cemetery. This is CPR News and KRCC.